Shavua Tov. Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the only one, Malcolm?
Yes, sir, so far.
Okay. How was your Shabbat?
Great. How was yours?
I agree. It was great.
Has joined.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join us in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha. Aleph Bet Gimel Yutak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amchasad Benu Taharenu No Ra Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevava Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad Yutak Shem Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamrem Betet Resh Tzaditak Gimel Chasin Kadosh Bero Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yode
has joined
Talubot Shinkufav Sadiyota. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum V'Hanun, Erech Apaim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nasayon Wafesha, V'Chata'a V'Nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashah Yitro, known as Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nandukucha Rihu Koma De Aved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belaid La Bila Bialma Divae Barnash Bedach Yalea Mine Yaula Naga Peya Kalana Dehakuru Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Isteris Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We will connect to this energy by studying a verse from the Tanakh. The verse we study is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. This verse has the same energy as peace in the Middle East. Vitzamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tatav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosif v'nei avla la'am noto ha'asher barishonah. The energy of our current year, 5781, is the energy of redemption. The redemption will manifest if the children of Israel are ready for that to happen. We've built our vessels, our desires to receive. One of the ways we do this is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to the energy of redemption. We study tonight Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Vegam mehem eka lakohanim lalevim amar Adonai Yohewahe Adanuyo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool, saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo la yo sayo te ala me. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta heza yo ala da la awa he hea yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta he he ya a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo da he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he ta a la re yo. Ashila me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me, nu nu Heyo. Name be name nuko ya yo ah hey be wa be ah hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa wa la wa yo 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 sa be te a me me be he chi la yo he anu a kame da he he yo la anu da la he wa e me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo me he me be la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he a shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo 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 he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he be a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be wa yo yo a he a la wa me za yo la he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Tzaddikim who left during this day, the 28th day of Cheshvan. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ben Abraham of Gorondi, France. This is a relationship to the Ramban. Believe their cousins. Rabbi Zeb Wold, Rabbi Eliezer Lieber of Berdichev, Rabbi Shalom Eisen, and Rabbi Gabriel Noach and Risky Holtzberg. These are the Chabad couple that was killed during the Mumbai event on the 28th day of Cheshvan, which was in 2008. They died because they are Jews, and that makes them, having died, Kiddush Hashem, for the whole sake of Hashem's name. And that elevates them to the level of Tzaddikim. And the eighth verse of the Anabat Koach, we say in a whisper. Our thoughts today can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in the first row in the right-hand column. When you open that link, it gives you a list of all of the parashas for the whole year. If you scroll to the parasha of Toldot, when that landing page opens up, scroll to section 11. And we will start with the Lashem Yehud, followed by Pasuk 83 from section 11. Lashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu. Le'akda l'shem yudhe bo'bavhe. Be'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananeihu. Pasuk 83.
Vayhi Rav Baharet Milvad Harav Harishon Wikomer Rabbi Yehuda Petach Uyamar Hashem Sadiq Yivchan Rasha Yohev Hamas Sana Nacho Kama Ovado Tekud Shabarichu Mitztachnan Wako Madihu Avetola Aldina Ukshot Kima Diktiv Atzur Tamim Palo Kikal Derakal Mishpat El Emuna Ben Avel Tzadik V'Yashar
The translation, and there was a famine in the land. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion with the verse, Hashem tries the righteous, but the wicked and him who loves violence his soul hates. How orderly and right are the deeds of the Holy One, blessed be he. And all he does is according to justice and truth. As it is written, he is the rock. His work is perfect. This pasuk is clear as written. As an unwritten commentary, it's really talking about how Hashem treats different people in different ways, the righteous in one way, the wicked in another. Pasuk 84.
Kachatze ladan kutshabarifu le'adam kadma'a adifaked le'ya leto alteya Tila yiste lebeya uruteya le'arach achara Begin dila yista v'ihu la yista amar v'yavar al pikudei demareya ulvatar kein dan delei adina.
Come and see. The Holy One, blessed be he, did not judge Adam before he commanded him for his own good, not to let his heart and will stray in another direction, that is, not to eat from the tree of knowledge, so that he would not be defiled. But he was not careful and transgressed the precepts of his master by eating from the tree of knowledge. And the Holy One, blessed be he, judged him. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This is a spiritual law. Judgment comes only after action. Pasuk 85.
Ve'im kol da ladan le'yachid kachaze le'yaviori. Ameya Rukeya Vitkayam Yomahad Dehu El Megarmea kulam. Elum. Even then, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not judge him as harshly as he deserved. That is according to the verse, for on the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. He refrained from wrath and let him be among the living for one day. That is the day of the Holy One, blessed be He, which is 1,000 years. As it is written, for 1,000 years in your sight are but like yesterday when it is past. Minus the 70 years that He gave to King David, who had no life of his own. Therefore he lived 930 years, namely 1,000 years minus 70. My commentary? The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comment. Please learn this connection. A day from Hashem is 1,000 human years. There is much to contemplate in that understanding. Verse 86. Egav na dala dan le ale barnash keovadoi be shindi hu ave tadir se e he kake la akel al malit kaima ke la kuchabri hu ari hu zeya. Im sadikaya, im rashiaya, yatir mitzadikaya, im rashiaya, begin the yut, vun bit yuta, shelemata, yitkaimun dahai, alma, u alma, Diate madiktiv by Anina Hashem Wigomer Im Efots Wigomer Im Bishu Rasha Midarko Vihaya Vihaya Balma Dain Vihaya Balma Diate vialda orich rub zeya lon tadir o begin dipo min ton er atava bealma tima diapek Abraham mitera daihu gizata vavisharasha ulaka tavale alma. The translation. Similarly, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not judge man according to his evil deeds, which he continually does. For if he did so, the world would not have survived. But the Holy One, blessed be He, refrains from wrath with the righteous and the wicked. With the wicked is even more forbearing than with the righteous, so that they may repent completely and exist in this world and in the world that is coming. As it is written, as I live, says Adonai Elohim, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from this his way and live, which means to live in this world and in the world that is coming. For that reason, he is always forbearing. Another reason is that good stock may issue from them, as Abraham was begotten of Terah, who issued good stock and good origin and portion in the world. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. We learn some very significant spiritual laws. One is there is no punishment for evil actions, since Hashem does not judge a man according to his individual evil action. Hashem judges the individual within the context of the group or the nation, meaning it's accepting whatever culture is involved. Pasuk 87. Aval kud shabarihu medaktek im tadikaya tadir bekol ovadin deinun avin begin dayada telayistun leyamina usmala uvin tach avchin lon Love begine de haihu yada yitra betokfa bimehenduta ilchon ela begin leara mare shepon begin aihu. The translation, but the Holy One, blessed be He, is always strict with the righteous in every deed they do, because He knows they will not turn away, neither to the right nor to the left. He constantly tests them, not for His own sake, does the Holy One, blessed be He, test them, as He knows their desire and the firmness of their faith, and has no need of trying them. He tries them only to lift up their heads, to give them confidence as they earn their merits through these experiences. This pasuk is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. We are all tested. The purposes of these tests is explained in this pasuk. Learn it well. You are tested to give you confidence that you can overcome whatever the test is. Most of us don't think we can do it. Or if we think we can do it, this particular instance, at this particular moment, we don't think we can. And the purpose of the test is to strengthen our resolve to know that we can overcome it. Verse 88. Avad le'ale Abraham dikiv, Taha Elohim nisa et Abraham, Mai nisa haramat neskemat yatamer, Arimu nes te'u nesarem gtigladi le'a. The call alma viach al gav, the ha'it mar begin dachut shabrihu, harem bigla the Avraham beinehon. The call ahada hu dikiv nisa et Avraham, o faki. Ake kucha berichu begin li arama tegla v'tadikya ihu bakin lon li arama resha kucha bekol alma. The Holy One, blessed be He, behaves similarly toward Abraham It is written that the Elohim did test Abraham. What is meant by test is nisa. It means the raising of the banner, which is the Hebrew word nes. As it is written, lift up a standard, and yet the standard, he raised his standard over the whole world. It is written, lift up a standard, and it's also written, set up the standard. He raised his standard over the whole world, and for this, for the test at the sacrifice, the Holy One, blessed be he, raised the banner of Abraham before everybody's eyes, as it is written, test Abraham. Thus the Holy One, blessed be he, in order to lift the standard of the righteous, drive them so they will lift up their heads throughout the world. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rashlag's comments. It is important to recognize the root of the Hebrew word for test as being nes. Nes is the essence of running away from the natural physical world. The purpose of a test is to elevate us to a higher level than we would get in the normal course of our lives. Sadiki an Maikama Amarabi Shimon Begin the Kuchabari who Kapitra. Righteous. What is the reason thereof? According to Rabbi Shimon, it is because the Holy One, blessed be he, wishes for the righteous. As it is written, but if he is not come to crush him by the deeds, this has already been explained. The Holy One, blessed be he, wishes for the soul and not the body, because the soul resembles the supernal soul, namely the Shekinah, and the body is not worthy of being united with above. Thus, all the shape of the body is in the invisible secret. That is, all the body is drawn to the Shekinah, namely Malchut. Nevertheless, it is not worthy of being united with her. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as the prophet's comments. This pasuk is giving a further explanation why people are tested. 90.
Has joined.
This world or in the world that is.
ignorance is soul hate. Another explanation of soul hate is as it's written. I has sworn his method, which means that the word nefesh is used in relation to Hashem. And the explanation is that the soul of Hashem hates the wicked and he who loves violence. For that reason, he tries the righteous or loves them. Is written in Rabbi Isaac's comments. This pasuk is explaining the use of nefesh as it relates to Hashem. Thus, it becomes a pasuk dealing with covers. Pasuk 22. Translation. Come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be, created Adam, he commanded him not to eat of the tree of knowledge. In order to benefit him, he gave him wisdom so he would ascend through the grades to the Holy One, blessed be he. When he descended, he saw the desires of the evil inclination and clung to it, thereby forgetting all that he beheld of the supernal glory of his master. My commentary. The verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Adam failed his test. We learn that negative mitzvot are also tests. Pasuk 93. Ata Noach, the Kadmeta, Ketiv Noach, Ish Tzadik, Tamim Haya, Ulvatar, Nahat Letata, the Hadma, Kamra Takif Delata, Alel, Mehad Yoma, the Ishte Mineya. Ishtakar Itgaleya. Mineya Ishtakar Itgale Yamadiktiv Vayesht Min Hayain Vishkar Vayitkal Batoch Achalo. The translation of Noah, it is first written, Noah was a just man and perfect. Then he descended and saw strong wine that was one day old and not clear, as it was full of dregs. He drank from it and became drunk and was uncovered, as it is written. And he drank of the wine and was drunk, and he was uncovered within his tent. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This is describing a test of Noah, yet it is not related to a negative mitzvah. It is related to a positive mitzvah. Pasuk 94.
Ata Avraham Yishtalak Behak Beta Beishtakal Bikara Dimareya Levatar Vayehi Rav Baret Vayered Avraham Mitzrayma Legor Sham Ki Kavad Vara Avbaret Vigo Melevatar Maketiv Vial Avram Mitraim Uvishto Vikol Asher Lo Velot Imo de Begba. Hanegba v'istalak v'dargeya Kadma ad hawa beyad kadmeta V'yal bishlam unpaik v'sholam Bishlam. The translation: then Abraham was elevated with wisdom and beheld the glory of his master. Subsequently, it is written, and there was famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt. And Abraham went up out of Egypt and was elevated to the grade he had at the beginning of this came in peace. He was elevated to the grade he had at the beginning. He came in peace and he went in peace. The commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk is stating that Abraham passed his test, the test of the famine and going down to Egypt. Verse 95. Ata Yitzhak Makiti Vayehi Rav Baretz Milvat Harav Harshon V'Gomer V'Azel Yitzhak V'Yishtalak Mitaman Be'Ulivatar V'Shlam V'Kalhu Sadikaya yo Uhu Bakin Lon Kut Shabarihu Begin Liara Mare Shaihu Bialmadin Uvalmin Uvalmadiate. The translation: and then Isaac, of whom it is written, and there was a famine in the land, and Isaac went to Gerar, for there he later ascended peacefully. And so all the righteous are tested by the Holy One, blessed be He, to raise their heads in this world and in the world that is coming. The pasuk is clear as written. Are there any questions? While you're unmuting yourself, I will mention that there are three classes tomorrow. A morning study session at 7 a.m. and at 10:30, we will continue our study of the 10 luminous emanations, and we will learn about a very unusual holiday called Sig or Sigd. Also, we'll be having a class in advanced reincarnation. That'll be at 3 o'clock West Coast time. Monday, our late class, the 7 p.m. West Coast time class, is our Rosh Chodesh connection for the month of Kislev. So I hope you'll join us for that. Again, are there any questions?
Okay.
I wish everyone Shavua Tov, a good week, and much peace in your life. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.